The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. YouTube channel. Now, again, we should be joined here shortly by Kwabena Rasuli of Clear the Airways Project. He wants to give us an update on the Black Leadership Alliance, the Black National Black Leadership Alliance, concerning their work to begin to use culture as a weapon in this struggle to clear the airways. We might be joined by Brother Kwabena now. I do believe we have him on the line. Brother Kwabena, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, brother, and you?
Doing the best I can under these terroristic conditions behind these enemy lines, bro. So I'm surviving.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute since we talked, and again they're up in the ante, and they're continuing their work, man. And you know, we just got to counter. We got to put our words out there, our ideas out there. At the same time, we deal with their wretchedness and put a stop to that. We also need to put our ideas out there, and it's so, again, it's still beautiful, man, to have Black Talk Radio still out here doing what you all do to keep the people informed, give them an alternative to that mainstream madness that's out there misinforming the people. So it's always good to be on here with you, brother.
All right. Now, the occasion for you joining us today is the National Black Leadership Alliance, I'm sorry, and y'all are, again, involved in this work to help clear the airwaves of this killer radio, this ratchetness, where we hear this music that is planting ideals in the minds of the masses to use drugs, to sell drugs, to mistreat women, to kill other Black people and what have you. So understand, and just to let the people know, this will be an ongoing series with different people involved in this work. We'll bring them on to give us updates in their perspective. So, Brother Kwabena, what can you tell us today in terms of giving us an update on this work?
Several things. You know, we're looking at, we hooked up in March, and so we looked at four initiatives that we're going to work on in terms of this alliance and putting these ideas out there and working for the betterment of our people. And one of them was culture, using culture as a weapon for our liberation and not as a weapon against us. And that ties into the work that the National Black Leadership Alliance is doing with the Clear the Airways Project. That's how we got hooked up with them, because of the work they were already doing concerning that. And they love the work that we were doing, you know, with Rage Against the Ratchet and things like that. So this is a nationwide network of brothers and sisters. And so culture as a weapon, not only Clear the Airways Project, we also just started a YouTube page, National Black Leadership Alliance, and we're doing these like 2-minute quick PSAs, infomercials concerning issues that affect our people. So we'd encourage people to check those out. We just launched that like a little over a week ago. And so far there are two of those that have been done. Bob Law, legendary talk show host, is the brother that's speaking on these infomercials. It's about loving ourselves and again, countering that negativity that's out there. So that's one of the things we're doing with culture as a weapon. Another thing we're talking about, creating a new educational paradigm where we support independent African institutions. We know our schools, our educational system is being, public schools are under attack. Everybody knows that. You know, in the area where I live, in Gary, Indiana, it happened to be the first school system in all the state of Indiana to be taken over by the state. Again, this is a school system where the students are 95% to 99%, you know, of African descent. The first in the state, just recently, this new semester, this new school year, first and the only in the city of Indiana, in the state of Indiana, to be taken over. It's the one in Gary. So to counter that, or just as an alternative, we are granting resources and cultivating excellence And so we have a fund. We want to help support some of these independent African institutions that have proven that they are doing well in order to help the people. And that's hashtag grace to get more information on that and also to help. You know, there's people out there with resources or anything that they can give so we can help out these institutions. There's three of them around the country, maybe four, but three of them that we're working with right now, one in Memphis, here in Chicago area, and also one in New York area. And there possibly won't come along in Dallas, but there's other, we want to expand that, but we got to start getting the resources. So that's grace. And, you know, and then we're looking at a new economic code of culture and how we deal with each other economically, how we support each other and power. All of these things we talk about deal with power. And, you know, why aren't we exercising the power that we do have? Why aren't we organizing to properly use the power that we have? We look at situations like back with the Clear the Airways Project. Now, here you have a corporation that we ask the question, would you buy commercials on radio stations that talk about shooting and killing dogs? And, of course, the answer is no. And so we ask the question, why do you buy commercials on radio stations that talk about shooting and killing black people? And there's no answer. But yet when we call for a boycott of McDonald's, when we call for a demonstration at even local McDonald's to get this word across, you know, they laugh at us because we're not exercising our power. We do have the power, but we're not exercising it properly to put a stop to this madness. So we got to start doing better with the power that we have to really truly make a difference in the betterment of the lives of black people and to get from underneath these attacks that we're under. On so many fronts in this war.
When you say we have the power, what do you specifically mean? When you say we have the power to get commercials removed from these killer radio stations, you know, like McDonald's is a major advertiser on killer radio, but what power do we have that you're speaking of?
I mean, the power of the people. If we just exercise them, we need to understand that we have that power, and we're not. We're not understanding that. And so one of the things that we're doing is, to, you know, just to let the people know and to show them that we do have that power. And let's just organize and exercise and use it. We act as individuals. You know the statement that so many people say, with that one finger, if I try to punch you, Scotty, or attack you or defend myself with this one finger, it's going to be tough. That finger will most likely get broke.
Right.
But if I pull these five fingers together, you know, and then add the two-fifths, if I pull the other five together, we have something we can fight with.
Now,
so we need to be organized and stop trying to do these things individually, as individual organizations or whatever. So that's one of the things, that's why the alliance is powerful.
One of the things I can't understand, though, Brother Kwabena, in my conversations with you over the years, and specifically the work that you have been engaged in Gary, Indiana, as well as Chicago, Illinois, is the lack of participation from these religious institutions. I'm talking about the black church. I'm talking about the black mosque. Especially we're talking about an area where, like Chicago, where there's predominantly black people. You would think that they would be totally down with clearing the airways of this immoral ear garbage, man. You know, cause being a person who knows the Bible talks about guarding your ear gate, guarding your eye gate. Why? Because certain images and things that you hear can lead you down a path that you don't want to be on. It can put you on a path of destruction. Again, Malcolm X even talked about the power of media, saying it's the most powerful entity on the face of the planet. So you would think that from a spiritual standpoint, that these religious institutions will understand. So what I'm still trying to find out is, what's the problem? Why do they need to even be begged to become a part of this? Why aren't they active, in your opinion?
Man, that's a tough one, Scotty. Because, you know, on one hand, though, when we do have these demonstrations and things like that, we'll have many pastors that will come out with us individually, but not bringing the congregation out, and not enough. Because, as you know, in Gary, there's 200 churches, they say. Some people say more than that. In Chicago, there's, you know, there's a saying that if you're in the hood and a lot of our hoods, pick up a rock and throw it, most likely you will hit a church. You know, so there's so many out there, and I'm at a loss, man. When we heard this first heard that song, Amen, talk about a couple of years ago, when they said I'm finna kill ends in the building, from Meek Mills, and the other ratchet stuff they said when they blatantly said in the song, Amen, preach, you know, and yet they still, I said, this is over with now. The church is gonna find out about this, and they're gonna put a stop to this mess. We thought that would be the tipping point, but since then they've come out with Blessed, which is ratchet, Preach, which is violent and ratchet, a song called God, which is violent and ignorant. You know, they continue to blaspheme, you know, those who are of the religious, of the church community, and they continue not to organize and do anything to put a stop to it. Brother, they could put it, that's why I said the churches, if they properly did it, they could put a stop to it in a New York second.
Yeah. But, for example.
There's still a question that kind of that we haven't been able to answer yet.
For an example, the church recently got involved in the NFL boycott. All right, standing, you know, behind Colin Kaepernick in support of him and standing up saying that it's incorrect for NFL owners to blackball him because he's taking I'm not even going to say it's unpopular, but he's taking what they deem to be a controversial stand or a knee and pointing out, you know, this police brutality. And what happened? Now that your black church, I saw them put out commercials. They put out a little PSA and saying how they were going to talk to their congregations and no football on Sunday after you leave the church. Don't go watching the NFL and none of that stuff. And again, why don't we see such a movement in clearing up the airwaves?
Brother, I'm gonna put it on us. That we got to do a better job as with the Alliance, with the Clear the Airways Project. I'm going to put some of it on us that we need to do a better job with getting at them. I mean, we've had forums in churches where we had like one mosque member, a leader of the Nation of Islam came through in Gary, and two preachers. This is, like we said, 200 or 300 churches in Gary. We've met with a group. 9 or 10 pastors came through to talk about this situation. And we didn't just meet with them and tell them just talk about it. We laid out some initial some things that we could do, letters that we can send out. We gave a call, hey, this is when we're going out, and one of the preachers showed up, just one, not nobody in the congregation, just him. So we got to do more, and we have to up the ante, man. We have to. Sometime one of our comrades, Scozo, said, "No, look, we're gonna he held demonstrations at the churches. You're getting on the churches, you know, the biggest church in Gary at one point." You know, if they weren't doing anything, this was up for a jobs issue and other issues that were going on in the community, you know, calling the churches to task. But a lot of the churches, man, to tell the truth, got so many pork chop preachers and so much selfishness and ignorance in these churches, man. So that's part of the problem, too. But if we just had, like, just the critical mass of them or a critical group, because we say at times, one or two congregations in Chicago can shut this crap down.
Well, I was just about to say that. I was about to say, like, most revolutions, if you study revolution, most revolutions only had, like, 5% of the participation. So if you had 5% of the quote-unquote body of Christ in Chicago, you probably could make some. How many people you think that would be? Thousands?
Man, if we can get that. But I'm telling you, we can get 50 to 60. Man, that would make a difference, because right now, man, it's so blatant what's going on in Chicago, and the people are starting to understand. I think the word we're getting out there, it is starting to make a difference. But like with this recent thing that happened that we were talking about earlier this morning with the 19-year-old sister that was found dead inside a walk-in freezer at a hotel out near O'Hare Airport on Sunday, early Sunday morning. You know, that was crazy. That was crazy. She went out. I think it was like she went out to a party, used her mother's car. Mother used the car to go to a party. 19-year-old girl. I mean, what's wrong with that? Goes out with her so-called friends to a party. Next thing you know, they can't find her. The girls are in her car, and she's nowhere to be found. Then later on, they find her in the freezer. This is big news in Chicago right now. Big news, and we're hoping this may be the tipping point to put a stop to this crap. And so they got the young sisters got videos of themselves in this hotel room party, you know, smoking,
I don't know if I saw y'all call or not, but just mouthing ratchet rap lyrics, B-word this. And as people are saying that, this is the same time, possibly, that an assault was happening to this 19-year-old who was later found in this walk-in freezer. And so on the radio station, actually, it was crazy because it's the iHeart station, the talk station in Chicago. Most of the radio stations in Chicago that are geared towards African people are owned by Europeans, which is a damn shame. But right. That's the reality of what it is.
Right. Hey, Brother Quabner, I got people criticizing me for even having a station called Black Talk Radio when most Black Talk Radio is owned by white people.
There's the same station that owned GCI, the license for GCI, which played violent, vulgar music, constantly playing this ignorant music. And so, but they were talking about, the first main thing we were talking about yesterday morning, and they're talking about it right now, is the music and the impact of this self-hate that's, and this misogyny that's promoted so much in this music that's force-fed to the masses of our children. So I think we're at that point that we're going to be able to do something. Because I just think about this rapper who's so popular right now, Lil Uzi Vert, this brother out of Philadelphia. And he had this song out, and you heard us talk about this. He had this song out called You Was Right earlier this year. You Was Right, I Was Wrong. I shouldn't have took her home. He goes out to the club, one night stand with his sister, but he took her home to do the one night stand. He said he should have just hit her in the club, but he took her home. Got with her, found out later that she's with five other dudes or four other dudes. He gets mad because he kind of fell for it. I'm going to take it out on her family. So he ends up effing with her sister and then making sure she vanishes.
And this is on mainstream radio.
Mainstream radio. And don't forget, in this song they say, if Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you, is included in this song. But making sure she vanishes. So it's crazy, man, what they're doing to us. But again, this is a song that's played on the radio, top 10. So that means they're getting like 15 to 20 spins per day.
Now, we're not
in and out of the minds of the children. Just, I'm going to effort, and I'm going to make her vanish.
Just to be clear, we're not talking about satellite radio. We're not talking about internet radio. We're talking about the federally licensed and regulated public airwaves, correct?
Yes, we're talking about iHeart Radio. We're talking to who do this not just in the Chicagoland, but all around the country. We're going to be in Boston on Thursday at the Dudley Library presenting on the sad, embarrassing state of Black radio. And their iHeart Radio station, 94.5, is ratchet and ignorant, not as violent as the stations in Chicago, but they're just as ratchet and stupid at the stations in Chicago. And Scott, you got to check this out, man. I don't know if you were aware that Rick Ross, y'all call him Rick Ross, was on the Breakfast Club earlier this summer and was asked, how come he don't have any female rappers on his little label, on his little group, and his crew? And his response was, you know, hey, I think they get out there, I got to F them at least twice.
What?
Yeah, but he was made to apologize. And one of the hosts, Charlamagne, just busted up that was so funny. He just laughed like he was crazy. And he didn't apologize for his laughing of it, which you and I would have been. Get the hell out of my studio. This interview's over, you fool. But no, but he apologized. But yet at the same time, the same iHeart station, 94.5, which plays the Breakfast Club in Boston, Providence area, this is a clip that they use to advertise the Breakfast Club. Him talking about how he would have to F the women at least twice before they got on part of his label. Wow. This is the type of poison that they're pushing to the masses of our children, this misogynistic ignorance constantly on these mainly European-owned radio stations that target African children.
But wait a minute, though. That sounds very similar for all the heat that R. Kelly was recently catching because of. He was doing something similar, right? They said he had a cult of women, of sex slaves, and all of that. Now, I don't know if any of that was true because these were grown women and had opportunity to leave, but still, that culture, so... Again, you know, our outrage just seems to be selective and it's not consistent at all. So we get mad at R. Kelly for living a lifestyle that he mainly sung about and you can still hear on the radio today. Makes no sense.
Exactly. On the radio today, bro. You and I, we did a show a couple of years ago dealing with almost the same sort of hypocrisy. Bill Cosby. We talked about Bill Cosby and the Quaaludes. He was supposedly giving these women as he supposedly sexually took advantage of him. Mm-hmm. And okay, that ain't cool. Why is it cool for y'all to be playing this song by Poor Homie Quan, where he constantly talks about giving this girl some X and she gonna want to sex every end in the set? Mm-hmm. How is that cool?
Right. How's that tolerable? Well,
how is it tolerable? And then we have the same. You know, this is possibly the same thing that happened to this sister, man, Sister Jenkins in Chicago. This horrid thing that happened to her lost her life because. Possibly, I mean, the word is out that she got sexually assaulted, and she was lost her mind. She was drunk on whatever. That's the word. That's the word that's out there on the street. And so, come on, man. Why would we be surprised at this? If this is what our youth are constantly being force fed in our music, brother, our music.
Why even be surprised at the death toll that we keep hearing about coming out of Chicago when? That's the soundtrack of Chicago. It's Killer Radio. So yeah. I don't understand why people don't make the connections, or they choose to leave that element out. I mean, you talking about all these killings in Chicago, but yet you don't find anything wrong with iHeartRadio or any of the other radio stations on the public airwaves that's telling people to kill people. You know. I mean, come on.
Man, there's a song out, and I heard it last week, called Bank Account by 21 Savage that they play now. It's a hot rotation pretty much on this same iHeart station. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mil in my bank account. Then he got. Then he said, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down. And they say ready to gun you down 12 times. Back to back, they say 6 times, back to back to back to back to back to back. They do it twice in that song. Shooters ready to gun you down. This is a crap that they playing 15, 20 times a day in Chicago radio. In Chicago, where last year we had almost 12 Africans every day getting shot. And this is what European-owned radio stations are playing for African children.
Wow, we really do got to make some inroads on this issue here. Well, Brother Kwabena, did you have any final comments for us as we get ready to wrap up this segment?
Man, just again, appreciate the work that y'all continue to do in terms of our political prisoners, in terms of these alternative ideas that need to be, should be mainstream, sharing with the people. Most of it is no-brainer stuff. I mean, you saw Herman Bell got assaulted recently in these jails, so we need to deal with getting our political prisoners out of these prisons, man. We say free them all is the call, is to free all of our political prisoners and also free our minds from this ongoing audio assault that they continue to push on the masses of the people, man. And we appreciate you all for continuing to do that, man. We look forward to hearing from our comrades in the National Black Leadership Alliance and those who are on your show, man, on this station, sharing that good information, man. We appreciate you. It's big time.
All right, Brother Kwabena, Feelings Mutual, you and everybody involved on this very important issue. Again, Malcolm X said media is the most powerful entity on the face of the planet. It controls the minds of the masses. And I think there's been plenty of scientific study to support that. So what you are doing and those involved in this work is very important. But you stay safe behind these enemy lines. I'm going to let you get back to your conference.
Right on, brother. Check us out on Clear the Airways Project. Culture as a Weapon, also National Black Leadership Alliance. One love, brother.
All right, one love. Peace. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.